Last Sunday, we sang Hosanna in this church. We had palms everywhere, on crosses, the floor and outside and in our hands. On Thursday, we experienced the intimacy of a meal and the washing of feet and remembering the first Eucharist and the stripping of the altar and the church of all of its ornamentation. And yesterday, we experienced the horror of the emptiness, of the sadness, of the loss of Jesus. And tonight, we experience the joy of the first Easter once again. So may I be the first to say, Happy Easter. The first Easter didn't begin with being smoked out by a fresh fire on the street of Elgin. The first Easter did not begin with candles and with flowers, such beauty and such joy. Instead, may I suggest the first Easter, and they didn't even know it was Easter at that point, began with fear. There was a great earthquake. The angel's appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. At least I didn't ask you to do that tonight. But when you think about it, imagine how much that must have been terrifying. We think of the joy, and that's what we celebrate, but what about the fear? Fear is mentioned more often in this gospel than any other word. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee." From my count, that's at least four fears and one joy. So I want you to think for a minute of your life, and I want you to think of a fear. Not like the fear of spiders, that doesn't really count. I mean a fear, something that you have been at some point, not something you're terrified of now, something that you have been very afraid of. One thing, just hold that in your mind for a moment. Your greatest fear. And now I want you to think of your greatest joy. Hold that in your hearts and your minds, your greatest joy. And then, if not tonight, I'd ask you to think about whether they're related. Your greatest fear and your greatest joy. For a long time in my life, my greatest fear, as I've told many of you before, was that all my friends would get together and talk about me at once, and they'd all discover who I was. And it would be a different story from all of them, because I didn't want to know myself. I didn't like myself at all. My greatest fear was that I would be all together. I would discover the things in me. Guess what my greatest joy is? That I'm me. All of a sudden, it seems, but it took most of my life so far to get here. And if you had asked me that, or told me that my greatest fear would be the thing I enjoy the most, which is living my life, not someone else's, with all the things that are wrong with it, and all the things that are fun with it, and all the things that I have yet to learn, if you had told me that standing here tonight amongst you, my greatest joy would have now become was my greatest fear at one time, I would never have believed you. Just as a few months ago, my greatest fear was coming to St. John the Evangelist. I didn't tell you that then, but I can now because I've been here long enough. So I've given you two examples from me. My greatest fear last August was that I would be standing here right now. And my greatest joy is that I'm standing here right now. So I ask you to think about those things. The thing that was your greatest fear, did it become part of your greatest joy? Did it relate in some way? Because I think we need to understand that all of our fears are held in God's hands, in God's heart. God has walked through this week with us. God has walked through our lives from, we heard tonight, our very creation, through all of the turmoils and trials of the people of Israel to this night. God has always been there with every single person in creation, whether we know it or recognize it or even sometimes care about it. Those arms and those hands have always held us, even in our fears. In fact, more in our fears often in some ways than our joys. And so here we are in joy tonight. And it's not an easily won joy. It's not something that just is given to us. It is something that we have to live all the time. Just like I didn't come to like myself by going one day, okay, Beth, you're all right, start liking yourself. Didn't happen that way. Just as standing here tonight has not come with a bit of pain in the last few months. It's all right, because it's all held in Jesus' hands, in God's arms, and in the Spirit's life. And so tonight, when we renew our baptismal vows, when we celebrate the first Eucharist of Easter, when we walk from this place into the dark night, remember that whatever your greatest fear is right now, that yes, just yes, like the fear of the disciples, they would never see their master again, it will become your joy. And if not in this lifetime, in one of them, when we are reunited with our brothers and sisters, because God holds that too. We don't know what that looks like, but one day we will. So despite all the fears, remember the line, so they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. May we run with joy from here this night, if not physically, in our hearts, with joy to share our own fears, but to share, more importantly, the story of how they have become joy and how God holds all of that for us this night and always. Happy Easter.